So today I'm delighted to be talking to Karen, who has a very special visitor to her garden. How is Rebel today, Karen?
Rebel is absolutely fantastic. He's really coming out of his shell. He's hopping about all over the tree. He's hanging about with the group of starlings, although he does chase them from his little coconut that he loves, which I've sent photos of to you. But yeah, he's getting very bold now, but still he's pretty much in that tree all day long.
I was wondering, actually, because we're on day four now, so I'm thinking Tuesday. So did he arrive sort of Saturday morning? And did you know what he was when he arrived?
I didn't know what he was. He arrived very early Saturday morning. I looked out and I've actually got a family of magpies that come in onto the feeders. You know, I've got a hell of a lot of feeders out there. And there's been four babies hopping about and they're quite crazy. And I thought, oh, that's a baby magpie. But what's it done to itself? It's all pink. And I also had woodpeckers, and I thought, well, maybe it's a baby woodpecker that's just come out a bit funny. And I thought, no, that's definitely not. And I rushed in to look it up, you know, to look up a pink and black bird, and that's where I got the lazy starling, so I could positively identify him.
I know, actually, you know, I was very, very fortunate. You know, there's only about 50 sightings a year of this bird.
Really?
And I was so, so lucky. Last year, the same happened to me. It landed in my garden and I thought it was a baby magpie. And I looked close and I thought, no, but it's pink. and it was that moment. I don't know, it's... You and I have shared a very special moment. It's difficult to explain, but it kind of like entrances you because you've never seen anything like it. It's so pretty.
It really does stand out as well. I mean, when you see him in the tree, when he first arrived, he was staying hidden within the tree and coming to the feeders. But now he's sitting sort of on the outer branches and he looks so stunning. It's just so unusual. And I feel so privileged that he's come to the garden.
Yeah.
He's just such a special little character to watch. And he really has, he's got just so much character. He's so funny, so entertaining.
Yeah. Well, I have starlings here anyway, and I think they are very entertaining, the way they squabble and things.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Because actually, on my show on Friday, a friend of mine told me that the Rosie Starlings are back in the UK on Wednesday. And I said, well, I'm never going to get one in my garden again. But I on my show, my show was 10 o'clock Friday. I realised 9:30, there was a sighting in Beachy Head, so I noticed that from Beachy Birder.
Yes.
And then we had Plodding Birder in Kent, so I thought, oh, it's getting closer. And I was telling my listeners, I said, oh, I wonder if we'll get one locally, never thinking we would. And there you were with your little video, and honestly, it made my day. And because you're feeding him grapes, I'm thinking...
I am feeding him grapes. I mean, obviously, they're mad on suet, so, you know, if you want one in the garden, I recommend suet pellets, and I've actually got the suet coconuts, and he's got one of those, which you've seen the video, he's very possessive over one particular coconut. He absolutely loves it, but yeah, the grapes, he goes mad for, and I just sort of put them on a little twig in the tree, so it's like a little kebab, really, for a little fruit kebab.
Oh, it's lovely.
They do eat quite a lot of fruit where they come from, so... And chilies, I'm going to try him on that, but I bet he doesn't eat those.
Oh, you never know. Well, he's so lucky because at the time, I was in lockdown, you see, and literally I was watching the birds and all I had was pita bread. So he ate a bit of pita bread and then he flew off down the garden and he ended up with my a few doors down where she had a lot of fat balls and stuff, which they do like. Stayed there for a few weeks and then went off. But maybe your one will stay. You know there was one in Crawley a few years ago, do you, that did hang around? Yeah, it did hang around for a little while. It was a juvenile, so it wasn't quite as pretty because they don't have the pink and black, but yours is an adult. So they are, like mine, was stunning. It's like it's a tropical bird, and it's... Well, I'm really glad to talk to you, and I know how you feel. We've shared the joy. We've had the privilege of a Rosie Starling, and let's see how long he hangs about. I know you'll keep in contact with me, and I'm sure a lot of people will be interested just to hear about him.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll do updates for as long as he hangs about, you know. I think because he's like attached himself to this flock of starlings, and the starlings go off. I've got a field probably about 1/2 mile away where the starlings go off to roost for the night, and he goes off with them every night. So I have read that when they sort of integrate with a flock of starlings, they do just hang around longer because they're obviously not lonely. So
yeah, he sounds like he's living the dream.
Having his holidays.
He's living the dream in Langley Green. That's lovely. Thank you so much for chatting. And I'm sure we'll have further updates of Rebel, the Rosie Starling.
You will do. Lovely to speak to you, Chrissy. Thank you for doing the interview and being so interested in him, and giving me all the information that you have as well. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.